Thank you for tuning in today. It's good to be with you as we begin a conversation about the power of God. God is powerful, and as we reverently and passionately discuss God who is power, I want to do so in the context of his Trinitarian nature. That is, I want to show you the power of God the Father, the power of God the Son, Jesus Christ, and the power of God the Holy Spirit. I am not talking about three distinct gods, but rather about the one God who is three persons in one. God is Father, Son, and Spirit, and he demonstrates his own power in each of these three persons of the Trinity. I'll spend most of the time on God's power manifested in the Son and the Spirit. And as we get going today, I want to show you an aspect of God's divine power at the beginning, middle, and end of the Bible. This will be an introduction. You can think of it as an overview of the power of God. We'll start at the middle of the Bible, then go to the end, and finally come back to the beginning. Yes, I am aware this is out of sequence, but you'll see why I have done this as we proceed. Here's what you can do. If you have your Bible with you, stretch out your hands, and most of you will see 10 fingers. I realize that some of you may not have all 10 or even any of the 10, but most of you do. You're going to need 3 of them. If you would, put one finger at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the second finger at Psalm 62, verse 11, and the third finger at the final book of the Bible, the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 19, and verse 1. One finger at Genesis 1, 1, a second finger at Psalm 62, 11, and a third finger at Revelation 19, 1. I will remind you of these as we move along. Got it? Okay, good. As always here on God Is, the Bible is our only source for telling us who God is, and the Bible clearly tells us that God is all-powerful. God is omnipotent. It would be very helpful to you if, as you listen each day, you bring along your own Bible. Now, I know some of you are driving, so when you're safely in park, then you can look up these texts for your own reading and meditation. Now, here is where I will read out of sequence. Let me begin by reading to you Psalm chapter 62 and verse 11 first. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this. The power belongs to God. Let's pause here and think about this. What a marvelous true statement. This is tucked into Psalm 62, a psalm of David, and it's striking. God speaks. He speaks just once, but David hears him twice. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this. It's like this. God speaks and David hears him, and then David hears him again, an echo. God's speech is so mighty that he only speaks once, but David hears him twice. This is the echo of God, the reverberating, the resounding, and the repeating voice of the Holy One. And what has God said? God has said that power belongs to him. We can also translate Psalm 62 and verse 11 as follows. One thing God has spoken, these two things I have heard, that power belongs to God. Did you catch that? Let me give it to you again a second time. One thing God has spoken, these two things I have heard, that power belongs to God. One thing that God said is that power belongs to him. And David heard it twice. Double the impact. This rings in his ears. God says, I am power. And of course, this is true. In the very last book of the entire Bible, the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 19 and verse 1, it is declared in heaven that power belongs to God. The Apostle John writes about what he saw and heard. Again, this is Revelation 19, verse 1. After these things, I heard something like a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. You can note that in your text, power belongs to our God. So John affirms what David said. Once God has spoken, one thing God has said, and David heard it echo. John heard it in a loud voice from a great multitude in heaven. They heard the same thing. God is power. And then all of us see it in the creation. Have your brain tap your third finger at Genesis 1 and command that finger to flip open the Bible there. What I'm going to do is read you all of Genesis chapter 1, and at certain intervals, you'll hear me say this. That is God's power. So when I say that, it's not in the actual biblical text, but it's a refrain, a chorus, if you will, that reflects what King David heard and the Apostle John heard. His power is what God uses to create the universe, everything and everyone in it. This is Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and there was evening, and there was morning, one day. That's the power of God. Then God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." God made the expanse and separated the waters which were below the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse, and it was so. God called the expanse heaven, and there was evening, and there was morning, a second day. And that's the power of God. Then God said, "Let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees on the earth bearing fruit after their kind with seed in them." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed after their kind, and trees bearing fruit with seed in them after their kind. And God saw that it was good. There was evening and there was morning, a third day. That's the power of God. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be the lights in the expanse of the heavens and give light to the earth." And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He made the stars also. God placed them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth and to govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. There was evening and there was morning, a fourth day. And still, that's the power of God. Then God said, "Let the waters teem with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth in the open expanse of the heavens." God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarmed after their kind, and every winged bird after its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." There was evening and there was morning, a fifth day. That's the power of God. And then God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after their kind." And it was so. God made the beasts of the earth after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps on the ground after its kind, and God saw that it was good. That's the power of God. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and roll over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Then God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seed, it shall be food for you. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the sky, and to everything that moves on the earth which has life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. And all of that is the power of God. I've just read to you all of Genesis chapter 1. This is the narrative of the creation of the world by the living God. And now let me draw together Genesis 1 and Psalm 62, verse 11. Notice the parallel. David said, "Once God has spoken, and when he spoke, he revealed his power. Well, in Genesis 1, every day God creates. And he does so how? God creates using his power by speaking once. God said. Just two words. God said it, and it was created. God said it, and male and female were created. God said. Once God has spoken. Once God has spoken, bam, whatever he wills suddenly exists. We can ask, what accounts for God being able to speak the word and whatever he wills exists? And the answer to this question is undoubtedly his power. God's voice rumbles forth from within himself in such a way that suddenly whatever he wills exists. How about that? The power of God on display in his creation. Today, I am just getting us going, giving you an introduction to the biblical truth about God that everyone needs to know, and that we who believe in God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, already treasure. God is powerful, and we know of his power at work in our lives. The start of the Bible, Genesis, the middle of the Bible, the Psalms, and the end of the Bible, the Revelation, all declare God's power. The Bible declares over and over again the amazing power of God. The word for power in the Hebrew text of Psalm 62 means might and strength. God is mighty and God is strong. And if you'll come along with me on this journey of discovering who God is, if you'll just join me every weekday, then I'll guarantee you that it will be life-changing, because you too will experience the power of God in your life. Along the way, I'll show you from the scriptures how this is possible. So I invite you to call up a friend, a family member, a colleague perhaps, have them listen with you, and together join me each and every weekday at this same time on this same station, for God is...